Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Police have solved the case of a mysterious gravestone that was found by a maintenance worker at a northern New Jersey bus terminal earlier this month. NJ.com reports that Nutley police announced Monday that the headstone, which noted the death of Max Vieira, actually belonged to a Newark Rottweiler and not a child as it was initially believed to be. Detectives were able to match records at a local animal hospital to confirm that Max, the dog, was born on June 16, 1990 and died on September 29, 1998, just as the stone reflected. Police say records indicated the pet belonged to former Newark resident Augustino Fiera, who died in 2005. Police say it's unclear where Max is buried or how his headstone ended up at the terminal. Sometimes it's amusing to poke fun at conspiracy theorists, especially those you don't agree with, right? Now, don't take offense. I've been known to believe in a few conspiracies myself. But in the case of NASA's former Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell, since he returned from the moon in 1971, he has spouted some increasingly bizarre conspiracy theories. In an interview with the Mirror Online, he says that aliens came to Earth to prevent a nuclear war between the U.S. and the Soviet Union during the Cold War. In the interview, he references the famous White Sands Missile Range facility in New Mexico, where the world's first atomic bomb, Trinity, was tested on July 16, 1945. White Sands was a testing ground for atomic weapons, and that's what the extraterrestrials were interested in, he says. He says his own experience talking to people has made it clear that ETs had been attempting to keep us from going to war and help create peace on the Earth. He went on to say the unnamed Air Force officers had told him their missiles were frequently disabled or shot down by UFOs flying overhead. Many would say he's a fairly credible witness. He was, after all, the sixth man on the moon and the lunar module pilot on the Apollo 14 mission. This was the eighth manned mission of the Apollo program and the third to land on the lunar surface. Mitchell, together with his commander, Alan Shepard, spent more than 30 hours on the surface, during which time they collected 45 kilograms of lunar samples and performed various scientific activities. And Shepard was infamous for hitting a golf ball during his mission, while Mitchell himself threw a lunar scoop handle like a javelin. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie, and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government, but it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, and most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
A strange wave of sightings of a ray or a beam of light is showing up in recent days in different parts of the world. A Facebook page, UFO Only, has released some amazing images taken by several eyewitnesses. The phenomenon has been reported in Genoa, Italy, Florida, and Mexico. This beam of light is reminiscent of the beam that is present on some famous pyramids in the world just a few years ago. But website megabunk.org thinks there's another explanation. A rolling shutter, which means that the image is recorded one row or column in a portrait orientation at a time and not simultaneously. Rolling capture is a method of image capture in which a still picture of each frame of a video is captured not by taking a snapshot of the entire scene at a single instant in time, but rather scanning across the scene rapidly, either vertically or horizontally. In other words, not all parts of the image of the scene are recorded at exactly the same instant. Of course, during playback, the entire image of the scene is displayed at once as if it represents a single instant in time. This produces predictable distortions of fast-moving objects or rapid flashes of light. The advantage of this method is that the image sensor can continue to gather photons during the acquisition process, thus effectively increasing sensitivity. The effect is most noticeable when imaging extreme conditions of motion or the fast flashing of light. Rolling shutter? Aliens? Or something else? Take a look at the photos yourself and let us know what you think at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.